Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May the 2nd, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, you might remember that last Thursday night, I titillated you for quite some time about a guest, and I was going to make him a mystery guest, but I believe it was Murr in Wisconsin that blew that through the chat room. So we all know that Field McConnell is coming up in just a couple of minutes, and prior to the show, Field was cordial enough to send me a copy of his bio, and I have to tell you that my eyes started spinning around in my head, because if I read this whole thing, it's going to take me at least one of the 2 hours that I have on this show. So I'm going to skip through to some of the high points of it. And folks, I have to tell you, it's a career that I could only dream about having. As you all know, I'm a pilot, and I've never flown a jet, but this gentleman, well, let me just back up a little bit, okay? Obviously, he went to grammar school, and he went to junior high school, and so forth. But in 66 and 67, guess what? He actually went to the same high school that our former Führer Barack Obama went to, a.k.a. Barry Satoro. He went from there to, I guess he went into the USMC Basic Training School. He went into flight training, naval aviation training. He ultimately became a flight instructor. He has flown the F-4 Phantom for you pilots out there. He has flown the F-16. I spent an illustrious career with the airlines. And going up to 1992, I see that I'm going to read this to you. He retired from the Air National Guard on the 22nd of June 1993 with his final F-16 flight on Pearl Harbor Day in 1992. He refused to serve under William Jefferson Clinton per information given by General Hunter H. Harris IV of the United States Air Force, who had secured his appointment to Annapolis. He retired from the airlines 8 years earlier in March of 2007 when the U.S. Department of Justice petitioned Northwest Airlines to shut McConnell up. We might get in there later, but what I want to do here is, what I was originally going to do is, I had listened to three or four different interviews of this gentleman, and I was so blown away with his vast amount of knowledge on everything that I just thought, okay, we're just going to play a game here, and I'm going to develop a whole bunch of questions and just throw them out there and see how he answers them. But then I get this email just a few minutes ago, which blew me away even further, because he's talking to another gentleman by the name of Mike. On the Watchman, and he was telling him what he was planning on exposing on my program tonight, which is fine with me because I'm right dead on with what he's talking about, which again blows me away even further. But without further ado, let me introduce you to a gentleman that I am just fascinated with, Field McConnell. Welcome to the American Awakening, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Michael, and thanks for inviting me. I think that this will be perhaps the most widely listened to interview I've ever done, which puts a little pressure on you, because one of the Hear the Watchman interviews, which was very short, is over 101,000 views on YouTube already. But that's the kind of pressure I like, and I hope it's the kind of pressure you like.
So, I watched that interview, Field. Fascinating interview. I've seen three or four of them from you, and that's why I wanted to bring you up and share your knowledge with my listening audience. But I wanted to ask you, because I read this email that you sent to the Watchman, and you're talking about exposing, you know, the Vatican and all the agents of the government, and so forth. So, did you want to go there before I start firing questions at you?
Well, maybe we should use that as one of the final things. I'm just thinking on my feet, or actually my gluteus maximus, but. why don't I remind you when we're off that, you know, in the last 10 or 15 minutes, maybe we should talk about why everybody in Washington, D.C. today is an agent of a foreign government with no exceptions, except for the military white hats who are, in fact, running the United States. Donald Trump is a de facto, well, Joseph Dunford is a de facto president. Donald Trump was playing his role. The United States military, I believe, earlier than September of 2016, I think the remaining white hats in the military said enough is too much. We're taking the country, and Obama's done, and the next one in is going to be Trump, and we'll give him X number of days, and then we'll show our hand. So I'm going to, just to keep your crowd listening, let's cover that later, but let's get right on with the questions that I don't know are coming, with the agreement between us that if I don't know an answer, I will immediately say, I don't know the answer, but I'll have it in 10 minutes.
Okay, that's good. And so I wanted to mention to the listening audience that I'm going to do this for the first hour, and we're going to touch base on the topic that he wanted to cover later on. But at the, in the second hour, I'm going to open the phone lines, folks, for any questions that you might pose, want to pose to Field McConnell. And don't be shy, because it seems to me like this guy can probably, you know, instead of having my Encyclopedia Britannica here, I think I could ask him and give it, get as good an answer. So let's start with this. I had watched a video that you had participated in an interview, and you were talking about Charles Burlingame being the author of a training guide that he had written in the previous year, in which coincidentally was a simulation of a plane crashing into the Pentagon. And for anybody out there who doesn't know, Charles Burlingame allegedly was the pilot that flew Flight 77. So over to you, Field. Tell us about what really happened there.
Yes, a little background. Charles Burlingame, his nickname was Chick, C-H-I-C. Chick Burlingame and I spent 4 years together at Annapolis. He went into the Navy and became a fighter pilot. I went into the Marine Corps, and because I have a very direct manner of communicating, I irritated the first commanding officer I had, which was at an F-4 training unit, and I had the last word in the argument face-to-face. I also had the satisfaction of surviving his transferring me from F-4 Phantom fighters to KC-130 tankers, because it was my KC-130 experience that got me into the airlines, and then my personality got me into flying F-4s at the North Dakota Air National Guard. And if anything sounds boastful, in fact, if it sounds boastful to you, Michael, please stop me and say that's a little boastful. I'm not boasting of me. I'm nobody. I've been led by the hand by Jesus Christ since before my father got out of prison at war camp in 1944. So my whole life from 1944, when my father should have died, until right now this minute, every step of my way, I've been protected by God himself. At the end of this interview tonight, Michael, I assure you there will be some of the highest and most powerful people in Washington wanting my head on a chopping block, and that doesn't bother me. I'm putting G.H.W. Bush's head on a chopping block, and we'll just see. One of us is going and one of us is staying, but it's come down to this. That man has done so much to destroy my country that I will be speaking in England about him on the 21st of May, and I'm not afraid to name names that I understand from talking to you and hearing you just in the last 3 minutes. You're not frightened by my naming names. So Chick Burlingame spent a long time in the Navy. Then he got into American Airlines. When he was in the Navy Reserves, he was at the Pentagon, and he was a exercise, in other words, a gaming officer. He would write exercises or war games for practice, because you can't go into a war if you don't know what you're doing, so they constantly have exercises. Very, very short synopsis of what happened on 9/11. It was multiple military exercises running simultaneously where everybody was intended to be confused, and Chick Burlingame had written the package, and the package, the war game, it's titled, and somebody in both chat rooms, in other words, somebody in the Able Danger chat room, someone in the Awakening America chat room, please put this up if you can understand what I say. The exercise that was turned into an attack on America was called Amalgam Virgo. That's A-M-A-L-G-A-M, capital V-I-R-G-O, 01. And Chick Burlingame wrote that exercise, and it was to simulate air-breathing flying vehicles attacking iconic buildings in the East Coast of the United States. Those buildings were World Trade 1, World Trade 2, the Pentagon, and the fourth target, which was not successful, was the Capitol building, where all of the Congress and all the Senate and a group called No Fear Coalition, and in fact, the First Lady at that time, Laura Bush, she was in attendance, And the strategy, and my sister and Hillary Clinton are two of the 100 principals that came up with a strategy. It's called a top-off, T-O-P space O-F-F, a top-off exercise, where they were going to see if the United States government, the elected government, not the shadow government, the elected government are a bunch of paid actors, the shadow government are the sinners and the evil parties and the pedophiles that run our country for the benefit of the Crown of England and the Jesuit Order of the Vatican. But they didn't succeed, but they intended to take out those three buildings I mentioned that got hit, and the one building that didn't get hit, the U.S. Capitol. Let me tell your listeners, as calmly as I can, that the reason they didn't succeed in their attack was because someone, and if people just Google everything I say, you can find out who the someone may have been. Somebody who pays attention caused a 41-minute delay in Captain Jason Dahl's United Flight 93. And if anybody's going to Google United 93, Captain Jason Dahl, 41-minute delay, it's very important you put in this verb and this verb tense, imputed, I-M-P-U-T-E-D. That will lead you to having a good guess as to who it might have been that saved the United States of America by virtue of making the attack, the top-off attack, which went rogue and went live. Ultimately, it didn't succeed. Yes, they killed 3,000 people at the World Trade Center, including 342 firefighters. Some people say 343. Let's not quibble. and yes, they caused us to get into three wars. And the wars are, in all cases, against enemies we don't really have. The global war on terror should be called the global war of terror because this is self-inflicted terror. And the good news, and I always like to give good news against all this evil, but the good news is the people that intended to shut down the United States as we've known it in our lifetime, assuming that we're somewhere between 21 and 105, anybody who prior to this interview thought that the United States was a sovereign country, well, no, it's not. It has not been. And some people would argue that it became under the thumb of the Vatican when the bankruptcy of 1933 created a receiver that was a foreign entity.
Right. And House Joint Resolution 192, correct?
Excuse me?
I said House Joint Resolution 192.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not a detail guy. I'm just a spokesman. In fact, I often say when I'm speaking publicly, which I don't do often because I hate to travel, I like to engage the bad guys and see who can play match wits better, and they always lose. But I identify myself as a cutout, and the term cutout means someone who can be taken out, you know, dead or just incarcerated, and the operation goes on. So I'm not a researcher, but I do have a pretty good memory, and I'm surrounded by brilliant researchers, and we intend to win this battle. And if we don't win it, who wants to be alive in this country that our forefathers fought and bled for, including both my parents, myself, and a lot of my friends? But as far as the exercise of 9/11, somebody caused it not to be successful, but the plans were so complex and so far developed. And by the way, before somebody thinks that I'm full of myself, I am not. I'm full of the love of God. God put me in a very unique position, and I'll explain it right now because it's critical that people understand this. My relationship to 9/11 is my sister and Hillary Clinton took my intellectual property of how to drone an aircraft. They didn't even know what drone meant. But they took that, and they shared it with some other evil parties, and that started some of the mechanisms. They knew they were going to try to top off the United States of America, and when they found out about droning airplanes, it seemed like the perfect thing to do. But it wasn't perfect, was it? Because they didn't succeed. But they did have their plans so far down the road that the shadow government, if the fourth target had been hit successfully, the U.S. Capitol, with the vast majority of the senators and congressmen in there, except the ones that were on the team that was attacking the U.S. Capitol, they would have gone to a underground facility where the Continuity of government.
Yes, COG.
Yes. Now, do you know the name of that facility? It's in Virginia or West Virginia. I think it's on the line, and I think it's called Mount Weather. Do you know if that's correct?
I don't know for sure if that's correct, but I've heard that before.
Yeah, well, your chat room and mine will be posting if that's correct or not. That's why it's good to have people in the chat room that are very... I see my chat room's going nuts right now, which is a compliment to you and your show. Anyway, they did not succeed on 9/11, but my relationships to 9/11 is my sister. Her name is Christine with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. She and Hillary Clinton passed my droning intellectual property to some other evil persons. I like to pick them apart because they think they're smart and they're not. They're evil. They lack wisdom. They're not smarter. They wouldn't be sitting here listening to me say this right now. Because, you know, just take a look at what God did. He put me in a family with only one sibling, and that sibling is a very disgruntled, unhappy, anti-male, anti-family, anti-patriot, anti-military traitor. And that's being kind. I have a lot other more direct terms that are more accurate but less kind. God put me in a position where the three F-16s that were responding to Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11, they were North Dakota Air National Guard F-16s. That's where I last flew in the military until after I'd been penciled in to become the squadron commander, then a colonel, then a general. That was fine with me. I would be a very poor general or squadron commander in peacetime. I would be extremely capable if there is a wartime. But, you know, I wasn't going to hang around under Clinton, so let's get off me and get back to my relationship. I flew for the North Dakota F-16 unit. They had three armed planes down at Langley on NORAD, North American Air Defense, alert status on the morning of 9/11. And I like to put in details so first-time listeners can see that I've got pretty good recall. And it also scares the you-know-what out of the bad guys. The F-16s that scrambled at 0932 on the morning of 9/11 were call signs QUIT, Q-U-I-T-2-5, QUIT-2-6, and QUIT-2-7. Those aircraft were flown by Brad Derig, Craig Borgstrom, and Dean Ekman. When they took off from Langley, they were told to head north and go fast. And when they were handed off from the military controllers at Langley Air Force Base by Norfolk, the civilian controllers turned them to the east towards Whiskey, I'm going to say this twice, Whiskey 386 Alpha Airspace. That's capital W, 386, capital A, and then airspace. That is where three of the airplanes, the airliners, ended up being destroyed intentionally, which is premeditated murder. Those three airliners were American 11, American 77, and United 175. They had all taken off and gone west, but they were turned around, and they were replaced by drones. And I'll get back on the timing of the evolution.
Okay, let me interject something here.
Sure. Now,
you said that they were, Christine Marcy, they usurped your documents or whatever it was. Now, what we're talking about here is the Boeing uninterruptible autopilot. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's a... some people argue if there's such a thing. Well, even Boeing has admitted on the 3rd of March of 2007 there's such a thing, and they admitted it because on the 27th of February of 2007, I, Field McConnell, sued Boeing in federal court, and they saw that lawsuit, and they very quickly announced that, yes, they did have the Boeing uninterruptible autopilot, and that it would be on every airliner in the world within 3 years. Let's add 3 years to 2007.
Okay, let's stop right there. We've got to take a break. And when I come back, I've got to do my little thing for pleasure. So, pour yourself a cup of tea, take a deep breath, and relax for about 10 minutes. And when we get back, we'll continue with this, Field. Okay?
I'm writing a note. I know where I'm at. See you in 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be back at 3, Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, with my special guest, the amazing Field McConnell. See you on the other side, folks.
The media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, first off, if you want to join into the chat, you want to go to theamericanawakening.chatango.com. That's chataango.com. But I want to go a step further here and ask you folks, I'm going to take a few-minute break here. I'm going to ask you, are you enjoying what you're listening to? Because I certainly am. This man is just an absolute voluminous encyclopedia of information. And I have to remind you that this is the only place you're going to get knowledge like this, all right? And at this entire month, as I mentioned last night, as I mentioned last week, we're doing a pledge drive. Now, they have given the hosts a goal of a certain dollar amount to collect to take the pressure off John, get some bills paid here, and give him some breathing room. Now, I will tell you, I wasn't going to tell you how much it was, but I'm going to tell you it's a minimal amount of money that I've been assigned to take donations for RBN, and it's only $1,500, folks. Now, I'm kicking in $100 myself, so I'm just simply asking the audience, look, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, take a $20 bill. If you got $100, that's fine. If you don't, that's okay too. If you've got $50, if you've even got $20, all I would need is do the math here to hit my goal is I don't know, 70 or 80 people. That is just minuscule. All I'm asking you folks to do is simply pull out your credit card, hit RBN's PayPal for $20, $50 if you can afford it, $100 if you can afford it, and just contribute, okay? Because the more stress and pressure is taken off John Stadtmiller, the better the programming is going to get. Not only that, folks, but also the equipment is so antiquated in there, he needs to put some money into updating this equipment. So you know, we're not trying to do a big money bomb. We're just trying to get enough money to get over the bridge, get some updated equipment in there, take the pressure off John, okay, and you know, allow him to be able to sit, concentrate, and focus on doing a good show, which he only is only doing three or four shows a week because he's so busy behind the scenes doing other things, he can't even devote the time to it. So I'm asking you, you know, if you're enjoying my show and you're enjoying what I'm bringing to you, especially with Field McConnell, please contribute 20, 30, 50 bucks, 100 bucks if you can afford it. If you want to send cash or if you want to send a check, send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, of course, that's Republic Broadcasting Network's. That's the network address, so you want to put RBN at the top. Okay, and let's get this monkey off John's back so we can do something to really focus on bringing even better programming than we already have. Now, the programming that we have now, some of these hosts on this network are pretty darn good, folks. There's some other maneuvers that John wants to make that he's literally unable to do, okay, because he does not have the funding to do it. And with your help, I know we can get him over the hump. And if we can, if I can just reach my goal and the other hosts on the network reach their goal, we're not going to have this issue. So please, credit card, check, money order, whatever you want to do, okay? Hit the PayPal, go to republicbroadcasting.org, or hit the button, PayPal, kick in your 20, 50 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever it is. Even Mike in Colorado says if you never want to hear him on the air again, he'll match 50 bucks if somebody wants to throw in 50 bucks and say, I don't want to ever hear Mike call in again. So that being said, if you want to take him up on that, do it. But again, I'm going to give the address out again if somebody does not want to use a credit card, which I can understand. Some people don't. But it's 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, it's 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And all I need to collect, my part of the job, folks, is it's $1,400 because I'm pulling $100 out of my own pocket here. So it's very, very minimal. It's minuscule. It's not a lot. Okay, and with the amount of listeners that I know I have, we're not talking about a bunch of money here. You know, now if there's a big whale, a big fish out there that says, you know what, I really love RBN and I really love the programming and so forth, and I, you know, just got it's a little late in the year to get a tax refund, but if I just got a life insurance settlement or something like that, and you want to donate $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, that's okay too. Okay, but we wouldn't even go here unless it was imperative that we do it. So that's enough for that. I'm going to go to a break. When I get back, Field McConnell will be back up and we'll continue. Stick around. We'll be back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, before I get back to my guests, I want to mention to you the call-in number. If you want to call in and make a pledge, it's 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, that's 800-724-2719, extension 3. And let them know that you're doing this because Michael asked you to. Thank you so much, and let's get back to Field. Okay, Field, I appreciate your patience, sir. Where were we?
Oh, we were having the three F-16s taken off a direct course to the north and okay. Being sent to Whiskey 386 Alpha Airspace. And my chat room's staying all over this stuff, and they got the name of the individual who was running the air operation in the Washington, D.C. sector that day. His name was Major N-A-S-Y-P-A-N-Y, Nasty Penny, or something like that. And And very, very quickly, Kevin Nassapani had ordered that the Langley F-16s, and once again, their call signs were QUIT, Q-U-I-T, 25, 26, 27, flown by Brad Derrig, Craig Borgstrom, and Dean Ickman. He wanted those airplanes to go directly north quickly, like very quickly, and get there, because something was bearing down on the Pentagon. I say something because it was not a Boeing 757 flown by Chick Burlingame. But when they got handed off from the departure controllers at Langley...
Okay, I just lost him again. Okay, folks, I'm sorry, we lost him.
And they...
See if you can... we lost you for a minute there, Field. Go ahead.
Yes. The FAA controllers were ordered by the United States Senior Executive Service to take those three F-16s and put them on a delay vector straight east so they would go towards Whiskey 386 Alpha. And you may hear me cough occasionally because I've been hoarse, and here's an example. Pardon me. So it wasn't military controllers that obstructed the intercept. The F-16s could certainly have gotten there in time to, at the very least, observe the flying vehicle that struck the Pentagon. And there's so many people that think nothing struck the Pentagon, and there's others who say it was a Tomahawk or some other type of cruise missile. Well, we found out last month in Syria how accurate Tomahawks are. No, it was a Navy A-3 Sky Warrior. That's a two-engine 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s technology attack bomber, carrier-based. And that brings up the name John McCain for the first time tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Well, wait a minute. Don't do that yet, because that was going to be my next question. I was waiting to segue into that.
Well, I don't want to blow your segue, so I'll just say the F-16s were turned back towards D.C., but there was already a hole in the Pentagon, and so the F-16s then split into two flights. Quit 25 and Quit 26 stayed at the Pentagon, and Quit 27, which was flown by Dean Eckman, was dispatched up over to Shanksville, Pennsylvania area, because United 93 was getting tracked. Now, that was 41 minutes late because some good guy, loyal American, imputed a 41-minute delay.
Well, I couldn't imagine who that was. I have a feeling I know, though. But anyway, may I ask you this question, since you brought up the wonderful John McCain? May I ask this? I was going to ask you, what, if anything, you know? Because I know in 1967, you were still in school. But do you know, in your circles of fellow pilots who were flying F-4s, do you know anything about the rumor about John McCain wet starting his F-4 Phantom on the Forrestal?
Okay, first of all, it was an A-4 Skyhawk. There's an F-4 Phantom behind him with rockets. He's alleged to have done a wet start. And all I can tell you, once more, this is a way to it's sort of like I'm letting people that are knowledgeable know that I'm knowledgeable also. A wet start in an A-4 Skyhawk is when you reverse the procedures. In an A-4, you get external air applied to the jet starting unit, which is inside the aircraft, and that turns the engine. And when the engine is approaching 15 RPM on the gauge, you would have external power attached at this point, so you could read your electrical gauges, even though the engine's not creating AC power. When you get to 15%, you would have been banging the igniters. You would start hitting the igniters 5 RPM before you're going to introduce the fuel via the throttle or the VCL or whatever you want to call it. So what it is alleged that John McCain did was he introduced the fuel at 10% roughly, and then he introduced the ignition. And what that does is it programs fuel into the combustion chambers of the J-52-6A or B engine of his A-4, and it starts pooling fuel, and then you introduce the ignition to the equation. So you've got air and fuel, and then you get the ignition at 15%, which has an explosive light-off that kicks a fireball out the tail of the engine. Now, I've never had that experience in an A-4, but I did it one night in an F-4, and it was it lit up the whole sky orange. So it's really a dazzling display when somebody does it, whether it's on purpose or by accident. But in either case, it's no big deal. You don't need to get nervous. You need to keep the start sequence going, because the engine will blow the fire out. But anyway, I think it was around the 20th of July of 67 that his alleged wet starting, and I'm saying alleged because I don't know if he did it on purpose or not, but he was a very poor pilot. He was a notorious hot dog. He thought he could do anything in the Navy because his father was a four-star admiral at that time. His grandfather had been a four-star admiral during World War II. I think your listeners would love to hear it right out of my mouth. On the 6th of April of 2008, I filed formal treason charges on John McCain, And I sent those charges to two governors, Minnesota and North Dakota, and two chief justices, Minnesota and North Dakota. And I did that because the regulation is, or the it's called the U.S. Code, 18th U.S. Code 2382. If anybody owing loyalty to the United States of America or owing allegiance is aware of a treason planned, ongoing, or past, they're compelled to report that to either a governor or a chief justice, or they are, in fact, guilty of misprision of felony treason. So I reported it to North Dakota's governor and Minnesota's governor, which happened to be Tim Pawlenty, and that didn't work out too well, because the day I reported it to Tim Pawlenty, he was the running mate for John McCain. And Tim Pawlenty is nobody you want anywhere near authority at a high level. I'll leave it at that. But then on the other hand, neither is John McCain. That's why I filed treason charges. Keep in mind that John McCain was a Naval Academy graduate from the class of 1958, and he even lies about that. He's claimed for many years that he was the lowest person in class standing at the Naval Academy in class 58. He's absolutely full of you-know-what. He was seven from the bottom. His class standing was 893 out of 900. Now, if his name was anything other than McCain, he would never have been allowed to be a pilot, and he never should have been allowed to be a pilot because he went on to lose five aircraft. The one that was shot down, you can't really blame that on poor pilot technique, but the others, he lost them due to his attitude and his lack of skill. And I know you're being broadcast. Well, you're sitting in Arizona, so maybe right now he's having a glass of grape knee-high with two ice cubes and listening to this. But I think he's one of the highest planted enemies of America that I'm aware of. I think he is almost as powerful as my sister, Christine Marcy. I think most of your listeners, at least in Arizona, would be well aware that his original wife, who stayed with him while he was a POW for, let's see, from 67 to 73, she had 6 or 7 years of wondering if he'd ever come home. And when he got home, he divorced her, even though she'd been disfigured in an automobile accident. And he married a trophy wife who is from Canada and was fairly flush with cash, and it's booze cash from Canada, the Bronford Whiskey Company. It's not called Bronford Whiskey, but B-R-O-N-F-M-A-N. Bronfy, and then her father's name started with an H. Somebody in my chat room would provide that to me. But his reward for marrying this second wife that was thought to be a blonde bombshell. Well, she looks more like bomb damage to me. But anyway, she might have looked better when she was younger. But he married her, and that was simply to make sure that Canadian influence, and of course when you say Canadian political influence, you're talking about the Crown of England, because the Crown of England controls Canada just like they control the United States of America. But another name, and I wish this guy changed his name, but the Republican named Mitch McConnell down in Kentucky, he's got a wife who's Chinese, and her father owns a shipping consortium, and they want Chinese influence in the United States of America. And so they got, and her name is Elaine Chao, C-H-A-O. She's Secretary of Transportation under Trump. And now, does Trump know that her father is a cocaine, he hauls cocaine in his ships? Well, he should know. He's the president. And if he's got 18 different intelligence agencies working for him, why should he have to learn that Elaine Chao was married to this homosexual Mitch McConnell simply to get Chinese influence into the U.S. Senate? And, you know, if I know this stuff to be true, and you can sort of tell I know it to be true, I wouldn't be stating it, because that's a good way to end up in jail or dead. But see, the beauty of being a born-again Christian is you can't imprison my soul. And if somebody were motivated to kill me, well, that's no problem. Then I get a first-class seat and go right to heaven. I get to skip all the rest of this garbage that a lot of Americans, like 330 million Americans, are subjected to abuses, excuse me, all day long at the hands of our government. I'll let you ask me another question while I wash my throat.
I was going to say, go ahead, take a breath and take a drink of water here. I wanted to touch base just for a little bit on this, you know, this Boeing uninterruptible autopilot. And we were talking about the planes that were hijacked on 9/11, or they were taken over by this Boeing uninterruptible autopilot. But it goes further than that, because you had explored this word, or this phrase, Baker's dozen, which is really 13. But I wanted to interject in here for those of you who don't recall, one of the girls that lost a family member on 9/11, Beverly Eckert, had gone to the White House to talk to Barack Obama about opening a new investigation, and the next day she went down in a plane crash on flight 3407, and I believe she was going to Chicago Field. Am I correct there?
No, you're not, but you got the other details right. It was Colgan Flight, C-O-L-G-A-N, Colgan Flight 3407. And they were going into western New York, and it may well have been Buffalo.
Okay.
And they were in a Bombardier turboprop, and they were blown out of the sky. And it was blamed on...
pilot error.
Yeah, pilot error, based on being too tired and working too long of a day. Airline pilots don't get tired. If they're getting tired, they got narcolepsy or something, because the job is so pleasant. It's just every flight's a different experience, and it's a pleasant way to stay stimulated legally. But Beverly Eckert was on a way to the city where her husband had graduated from high school, and they were honoring him for having died in the attack on the World Trade Center. And Obama had her killed. Basically, that's a pretty direct statement. And this is nothing new for Obama. He had other people killed, too. And I'd be remiss if I didn't, if I hope I can remember the guy's name. Yeah, I just did. John, I'll do it real slowly. John Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S, Wheeler. John Parsons Wheeler went into Obama's office in D.C. one day and said, I work with a certain military-industrial complex organization, and I recognize the chemicals that you're distributing across Arkansas and Missouri that are killing all the blackbirds. And he says, that chemical is a military chemical that we got from the first Iraq war. And if you don't stop spraying that, it's obvious you're spraying it, and if you don't stop spraying that stuff, you know, I'm going to blow the whistle on you. Well, that guy almost got home that night. He took the train to where he lived in Delaware, and he was given some chemical or liquid that confused him. There's a lot of security cameras on storefronts in the city that he lived in Delaware, that saw John Parsons Wheeler walking as if he was intoxicated or confused. And he wasn't. He was just drugged. Now, who does those types of druggings? Well, CIA does, for starters. But they take their orders from whoever is running the corporation of the United States of America, which was Barry Swatero, or, if you prefer, Obama. So I'm stating very unequivocally right now that I believe that Obama ordered the death of John Parsons Wheeler. I'm going to ask my chat room if they can tell me what that chemical was. You'll recognize it if I can get it, and I might think of it on my own when you take over for me. But he also, you're correct, that Obama decided that he didn't want Beverly Eckert to continue to be a member of the organization, which was called 9/11 Survivors or 9/11 Families for Justice or something like that, which, mm-hmm. by strange coincidence, Chick Burlingame's sister is a member, if not the director of that organization. So there's a whole lot of bad things that have gone on during the 36 years that George H.W. Bush was running our country. And when I say that, I didn't slip. Let me state it more correctly. When Ronald Reagan went to the White House, was inaugurated in January of 81, he lasted about 2 months until he got shot by the CIA. They blamed it on some patsy. But I understand it was a CIA shooter that used an ice bullet. The bullet, when it's frozen, will penetrate the skin and do some damage on the bones, and depending on where you aim it, might actually kill somebody. But there's no evidence, because it's an ice bullet, so it melts. And, you know, human bodies are mostly, and all mammals, they're to a high degree water, so another bullet worth of water doesn't show up on an autopsy. And then G.H.W. Bush was running the Reagan 8 years, his own 4 years. He ran the William Jefferson Rockefeller. Oh, I slipped. I meant William Jefferson Clinton. His father was a Rockefeller. And then he ran his son, George W. Bush. And then he ran Barry Swatero, who is known as Obama. And then he ran out of steam because somebody put an end to the influence of George H.W. Bush, I believe. And whenever I say something that I'm not sure of, I'll say that's an opinion, I'll believe, or I don't know, and I'll find out in 10 minutes.
Okay, let me stop you there. We got to go to a break. We'll continue this on the other side. The next segment will be about 4 or 5 minutes, then we'll go to the top of the hour. So we'll be back on the other side with Phil McConnell. Folks, stick around. More to come. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, was my special guest, Phil McConnell. Now, I've got callers on the line already. I'm going to open up the phone lines after the top of the hour, as I promised you I would, so you can pose questions to Mr. McConnell if you'd like to. But let's get back to your dear friend, George H.W. Bush, Phil. Go ahead, continue.
Yes, do you know who was in the White House on the evening of September 10th? That's the evening before 9/11 occurred on September 11th. Do you know who was sleeping in the White House?
No, Donald Rumsfeld, maybe? Dick Cheney? Dick Cheney?
No, his father, G.H.W. Bush. So when I said Bush ran the country from March 30th of 1981 until Trump's inauguration, I will argue that in any court that does not have a gold fringe flag. But George W. Bush, I think, was just someone that the Bush crime family thought that they could shove down the throat of the American voters. See, most of your listeners and most Americans think that their vote for president matters. No, it doesn't. Presidents are selected, not elected, and it's always close, 53% to 47, or these random numbers that people like George Soros make up. No, it's there is no election, and there is no sovereign country. We're a corporation, and the chief executive officer of the corporation is appointed by whoever's running this colony of the crown, and the crown, which is the monarchs of England. The crown's, according to my most recent information, is the crown controls about 40% of it, and the Jesuits and the Vatican controls the other 60% of us. But I was in the military 26 years. I never thought I was serving the Jesuits, or I didn't even know how to spell Jesuit. But neither does George W. Bush, I'll bet you. But, I didn't sign up to risk my life for the corrupt monarch of England or the black pope or the white pope or the soap on a rope. I signed up because I thought the United States of America was my country, and I was willing to trade my life for my country if I was needed to do that. And that's the way my father felt, and that's the way my sister felt. Excuse me, not my sister, my mother. My father was a bomber pilot for the Air Force for 30 years. My mom was a registered nurse who nursed him back to his health when he got back from a Japanese prison camp. My sister is a traitor. So I've given you the name of my sister as a traitor. She created the United States Senior Executive Service in 1979 when Jimmy Carter asked her to do it. My sister's name, for anybody that showed up late, is Christine Marcy, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, capital M-A-R-C-Y. And the two biggest enemies we have in America are the United States Senior Executive Service and a private British corporation named Serco, S-E-R-C-O. And for you listeners that didn't copy that, if you want to get about a 30-minute education on Serco, go to YouTube and just put in this title, Serco, the biggest company you never heard of. Well, hopefully you'll have big enough coverage where a lot of people at Serco and the United States Senior Executive Service will not feel too good in the morning. So that's that. And what do you want to talk about next? George W. Bush was just a plant, just like Clinton and Obama.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to the top of the hour break. This United States Senior Executive Service, I'm assuming that's possibly has something to do with pedophilia. I'm not sure, but we've got to go to the top of the hour break. I promised my listening audience I'd open up the phone lines. I've got callers on the line. Should we take some calls when we get back, or do you want to hold off a little further?
It's your show. Do what you want. I'd say let's bring them on.
Okay. All right. We'll be back. Hold on. We're going to the top of the hour break. See you on the other side, folks.
And I'll keep paying.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.